The Mishnah at the beginning of Sanhedrin records a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel about how many judges we need for Ibra Shana. But as far as Ibra Chodesh is concerned, it would seem that everybody agrees, there was never an issue, that all you need is three Dayanim. So we're talking about the mitzvah da'oraisa v'achodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim, which is actually the first mitzvah recorded in the Torah, to be mekadesh the new month. And the question is, how many judges do we need in order to fulfill this mitzvah, to be koveh that this month, this day is the first day of the new month, and that's called Rosh Chodesh, and to declare Hayom Mekudosh, that this day is sanctified. So our Mishnah establishes that all you need is three judges. So the question is, what's the source for this halacha? So Mitch, we're asking the following question, just so you can tune in. What's the source for the halacha that Kiddush HaKodesh requires a bezdin? HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. So there's a Rashi on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, later on in Amasechta, that says that Kiddush HaKodesh requires three judges because it says, Ki Chok Li Yisrael Hu Mishpat L'Elkei Yaakov. That the word Mishpat is a reference to Kiddush HaKodesh. You may remember that we touched on this morning. And that's a Gemara here also on Daf Yud Beis. So again, the source, according to Rashi, for the requirement of three judges for Kiddush HaKodesh is the word Mishpat. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchus Kiddush HaKodesh, has an entirely different source for the requirement of three judges for Kiddush HaKodesh. And the Rambam writes, Ein re'iyas hayarech mesur l'chol adam. It's not that a person decides that, well, I saw the Yareach, and therefore the new month is already sanctified, but rather it's in the jurisdiction of Bezdin, and the month is not considered sanctified, and the new month is not, the Rosh Chodesh is not determined until we have Bezdin to be Mekadesh the month. They have to decide based on the witnesses that come into Bezdin that this day is Rosh Chodesh. But the Rambam derives from a different source, not from the pasuk Mishpat, but rather Shenemar Achodesh Hazel Lachem. And the word Lachem, says the Rambam, is a word that addresses Bezdin. That the edus has to be given over lachem. Lachem means to the bezdin, and based on the bezdin, who decides with the edim, with the testimony in front of them, they will be mekadesh the chodesh. So, according to the Rambam, there's no need for the pasuk mishpat in order to determine and establish that you need a bezdin for kiddush hachodesh. We derive that from the fact that it says lachem. Hachodesh is a lachem. Now that's the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchus Kiddush HaKodesh. We're going to fast forward now to the Rambam on the fifth paragraph of Kiddush HaKodesh, and that you'll see quoted in the second paragraph on the page I photocopied for you. And the Rambam at the beginning of the fifth paragraph says the following, Kiddush HaKodesh HaVeyal Pi Shlosha. Now who are these Shlosha? He's already established in the first paragraph of Kiddush HaKodesh, we need a Bezdin of Shlosha. But he hasn't yet addressed the question of who what are the credentials of these shlosha, says the Rambam, shlosha mi bezdin hagadol. So the bezdin hagadol is made up of 71 judges. Three of those will now be mekadesh the chodesh. How does the Rambam know that the three judges for kiddush hachodesh have to be members of the bezdin hagadol? And the Rambam says shenemar leMoshe uli Aaron. You remember, of course, that the Pasuk, which was the source in Perek Aleph Milchus Kiddush HaKodesh, for the requirement of a Bezdin, was HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem. Now the Rambam derives a different halacha, an additional halacha, in terms of the qualifications of those three judges. Because the Pasuk HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem is addressed to Moshe and Aaron. hence the word Lachem in plural. Moshe v'Aaron represent the Bezdin HaGadol. Is therefore, when it says HaKadosh is Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, and the Lachem addresses itself to Moshe and Aaron, they, as members of the Bezdin HaGadol, will be Mekayim this mitzvah HaKadosh is Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. They have to add a third judge, because otherwise it's a Bezdin Shokul, and we need a Bezdin Noter. But that third judge will have the same status as Moshe and Aaron. They will be members of the highest court in Israel.
I always thought the Lachem meant for the people, not specifically.
Okay, so you're already up to the Ramban. We're gonna discuss this word Lachem at great length. Ulam HaRamban. Now, the Ramban, as you know, wrote many different works. We're focused now on the Ramban's commentary, or critique, if you will, of the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs. And we're talking about the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh, which is numbered 153 in the numbering of the Rambam. Writes the Ramban, Lo be'inin bezin ha-gadol, el shloshim mumchim. All we derive from Moshe and Aaron is that we need three mumchim. Shetzivu yakosuv bilachem, eino el lemumchim kayotzi behem. So it doesn't mean that the Kayotzeben of Lachem, of Moshe and Aaron, is that they were members of the High Court of Israel, but rather that they were Mumchim. She'ilu haya masul Sanhedri Gedola. If the word Lachem addresses Moshe and Aaron as members of the High Court of Israel, haya Omer, the Pasuk should have said, HaChodesh Hazel Lecha. Now the Ramban's assumption is that whenever it says Lecha, it's addressing Moshe Rabbeinu as the Bezdin HaGadol. Now you'll ask me, wait a minute, Lecha is in the singular, and Moshe Rabbeinu is only one individual. So how could Moshe Rabbeinu represent the Bezdin HaGadol, which is made up of 71 judges? Now this Ramban is, as we'll soon see, is based on a principle that Moshe Rabbeinu has the same status as 71 judges. And therefore, if the Torah wanted to indicate that the judges who preside over Kiddush HaKodesh are members of the High Court of Israel, then the Torah should address Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe Rabbeinu alone with the word Lecha instead of Lachem, and the word Lecha would indicate that Moshe Rabbeinu, you could be Mekadesh the Chodesh as a lone ranger because you represent the Bezdin HaGadol, and from then we would learn that for all generations it's the Bezdin HaGadol that would be Mekadesh the Chodesh, or at least three members of the Bezdin HaGadol. Kamo she'amru ein donim kohen gadol el v'bezdin shel shivim v'echad d'chsiv es hadavar ha'gadol yaviun eilecha. Now when the Torah in Parshas Yisro addresses the davar ha'gadol, there are certain things that have the status of a davar ha'gadol, like for example a kohen gadol is considered a davar ha'gadol. If we have to judge the kohen gadol and maybe dispose him, that's called the davar ha'gadol. The kohen gadol is the davar ha'gadol, and there the Torah says yavin eilecha. Eilecha means to you, Moshe Rabbeinu. So how does that teach us that ein donim kohen gadol el bebezin shel shivim v'echad? Just because it says the word eilecha, how does that give you bezin ha'gadol? And the answer is because Moshe bimkom shivim v'echad kai. So now what we're seeing is that in the case of HaKodesh HaZeh Lachem, instead of using the word Lecha, the Torah used the word Lachem. In the case of a Davar HaGadol, for example, Danin Kohen Gadol, there the Torah used the word Lecha. It says a Lecha, but it's in the singular. And whenever the Torah is addressing Moshe Rabbeinu in the singular, it means Moshe Rabbeinu as the representative, or as the replacement for and equal to the Bezdin HaGadol. If the Rambam was right that Kiddush HaKodesh requires members of the Bezdin HaGadol, then the Torah should have said HaKodesh HaZeh Lecha Rosh Chodeshim, just like it says Elecha, to teach me that Davar HaGadol, like Kohen Gadol, has to be judged by members of the Bezdin HaGadol, because Lecha is addressed to Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents the entire Bezdin HaGadol. So too in Kiddush HaKodesh, if the Torah is setting up a requirement of members of the Bezdin HaGadol, then says the Ramban, it should have said in the Pasuk HaKodesh HaZeh Lecha Rosh Chodeshim, just like it says Elecha. V'lo ayo li'aron zecher b'kiddush HaKodesh. the word lecha, had it been used, would indicate that it's Moshe Rabbeinu alone, and not Moshe and Aaron. What is Aaron doing over here? Aaron has no relationship here to Kiddush HaKodesh. If Kiddush HaKodesh requires Bez Nagadol, then Moshe Rabbeinu is the embellish. He's the formulation of a Bez Nagadol. Aaron would have no place. But if, on the other hand, as the Ramban would say, that the requirement of a Bez Din in the case of Kiddush HaKodesh is a Bez Din of Mumchim, but we need three of them, hence the word Lachem addressing both Moshe and Aaron as two Mumchim, and then we have to add a third Mumchim in order to make it a Bez Din Nota. Lachem Hichnis Aaron Bechlal. So Lachem means that Hashem in the midst of Kiddush HaKodesh is addressing Moshe and Aaron, not just Moshe. Is therefore tzorech shnayim domim l'shnehem. We need two judges for Kiddush HaKodesh that are similar to Moshe and Aaron. And who are those? Bahamcha, meaning mumchem. V'tosefes hashlishi, we need a third mumche, because of ein bezdin shokol. Is chazra dovel achol shlosha mumchem. So it comes out now that the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban as to whether you require members of the Bez Nagadol revolves around how to understand that Chodesh Hazel Lachem, the word Lachem, which addresses itself to both Moshe and Aaron. According to the Rambam Shita, Moshe and Aaron are specified because they have the status of Bez Nagadol. They are members of the Bez Nagadol. According to the Ramban, the word Lachem has nothing to do with Bez Nagadol, because when the Torah wants to address Moshe Rabbeinu as Bez Nagadol and set the requirements, raise the bar to require Bez Nagadol, it says what word? Not Lachem, but rather Lecha, Lecha in the singular, because Lecha in the singular means Moshe Bimkom Shiva V'Echad Koi. And the example, the paradigm for that would be the case of Kohen Gadol, that the Gemara derives that Kohen Gadol has to be judged in front of the Bez Nagadol from the pasuk that says Elecha, Yovino Elecha. Elecha meaning to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, and only to you, because you encompass, you embody the entire Bez Din of Shiva V'Echa. The Torah should have used the word Lachem, says the Rambam, used the word Lecha, says the Rambam, if the Rambam is correct, and we're addressing Moshe as a member of the Bez Nagadol. The answer is no. It says Lachem. Lachem means other judges who are like you, in the sense that you are a mumche and they also are mumchim, and therefore the Ramban says all we need is shlosha mumchim to be mekadesh lechodesh. We don't need that these mumchim be members of the High Court of Israel. Ulefi zed nireh the Rashi sovik haRamban, because again Rashi makes no mention of Bez Din HaGadol, that the three judges are members of the Bez Din HaGadol. The Lotzar Shlosha Misanhedrin HaGadol Ela Kol Shlosha Mumchim Ksherim L'Kiddush HaKodesh. As long as we get together three Mumchim, that's sufficient. And therefore, we derive from the word Mishpat that the standards that apply to any Mishpat apply to Kiddush HaKodesh as well. Mishmochi Kosav, the Alfinin La, the Eidus HaKodesh Tzar Shlosha Mehad Tziv Be Mishpat. So it comes out that Rashi will derive from Mishpat that you need three Dayan and Mumchem to set up a Bez Din for Kiddush HaKodesh. The Rambam derives from the Pasuk Lachem, HaKodesh Hazeh, Lachem Rosh Chodesh, that Kiddush HaKodesh requires three members of the Bez Din HaGadol. And the Ramban, in this context, agrees with Rashi that there's no need for a Bez Din HaGadol. Now again, Rashi derives the requirement of a Bez Din in the case of Kiddush HaKodesh from Mishpat. So Rashi doesn't even have to enter into the whole battlefield here between Rambam and Ramban. How do we understand Lachem and what it should have said Lecha? I mean, Rashi basically circumvents all that because according to Rashi, we derive the requirement of Bez Din from Mishpat. The Ramban, on the other hand, derives the requirement of Bez Din and Kiddush HaChodesh from HaChodesh is Elochem, but when the Torah addresses Moshe and Aaron, it's addressing Moshe and Aaron as Mumchim, not as members of the High Court. If it was members of the High Court, we would drop Aaron out of the picture. It would just simply be Moshe as a Lone Ranger, because Moshe Rabbeinu has the status of Shiva Yechon. So it comes out that Rashi holds like the Ramban. You don't need three judges from the Beis Din HaGadol, and all you need is three mumchim. And the derivation, the source for this, is the word mishpat. Ulam haRambam, the Rambam l'tameh, shesom shlosh Beis Din HaGadol l'kiddush haChodesh, is mishum hachilo pirish the alfidu lebi l'chsiv mishpat. The Rambam could not derive the requirement of Beis Din in Kiddush HaKodesh from Mishpat, because then you would not require members of the Beis Din HaGadol. Why? Because Mishpat is a standard that applies to any category of Mishpat, and we never found within the context of Mishpat the requirement of Beis Din HaGadol. The Afagav de Mikra de Mishpat Yad de Inon de Boy Shlosha Mikomakom Loa Viadina de Tsar Shlosha Beis Din HaGadol Kim Mida Yixiv Bekiddush HaChodesh Lochem Ainu Le Beis Din HaGadol. So the only way that you can derive this conclusion that you require members of the Beis Din HaGadol is if you have, in addition to the Pasuk Mishpat, you have another source, and that's Lochem, addressing Moshe Rabbeinu as a member of the High Court of Israel. So the Rambam is in a bind over here, because he doesn't have the luxury of invoking the Pasuk Mishpat, because then there's no requirement of Dayanim who are members of the High Court of Israel. That's why the Rambam only quotes the Pasuk HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, and Lachem means you have to be similar to Moshe and Aaron, you have to be members of the High Court of Israel. V'hinei b'Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Hei Amid Beis Tnan, we have a mission at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, of the third parak of Rosh Hashanah, and it says, "Ra'u Ashlosha ve'hein bezdin is yamdu ashnayim v'yoshivu mechavreim etzal ha'yochid v'yaidu b'fneim." So, if you have three members of the court who saw the new moon, they can be mechadish lechodesh without any other eidim. How so? We'll get two out of the three to testify in front of the third. And the third is going to accept these Eidus, this Eidus as a Yochid. So the two witnesses will testify that they saw the new moon. The Yomru, and then those two witnesses, together with their third colleague, will declare Makudish Makudish. She'ein HaYochid Neman Al Yidei Atzmo. It's not enough for one judge to declare that we have a new moon. We need all three judges. And if we need all three judges, then the two Eidim, who they themselves saw the moon, but they also are sitting on this Beis Din, they can be two out of the three of the judges to recite the holy formulation of Mekudash Mekudash. That's the Mishnah, and now we go to the Gemara. The Gemara then says the following: Salka daitach amina hoil v'sanya dini momenus b'shlosha v'im hayamum chalarabim don afilu biyachid. Since in dini momenus we have a locha of either three hedyotos or one single mumche could judge in monetary law, just as three judges could judge, is therefore I might think nekadshe biyachidi, let the third judge, who's now the only judge, because at this moment in time the two other judges are testifying, let him be mekadesh lechodesh on his own. Why does he need the other two judges to join him? So again, it's very interesting that the Gemara has a Hama Mina, that if we equate the Beis Din and the rules and regulations that govern a Beis Din for Kiddush HaChodesh with our paradigmic case of Beis Din of Shlosha Dayanim and Dini Mominus, then we would come to the conclusion that one judge could be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Why? Because in Dini Mamonos, we only need the decision of one judge, and that's called the Yachid Mumcha. So although, you know, we require, as a general rule, 3 members of the court, but that's only because we don't have a Yachid Mumcha L'Rabim. If we have one Yachid Mumcha L'Rabim, then that would be perfectly okay. So he could decide a monetary case of billions of dollars, and he's only one single judge. Now, if that's your standard for Dini Mamonos, you could have a Mumcha L'Rabim who replaces 3 Dayanim, then we should apply that principle logically to the case of Kiddush HaChodesh as well. And we'll allow Kiddush HaChodesh, as we saw in the Mishnah, for the 2 witnesses to testify in front of the 3rd judge, and then they themselves will join with that 3rd judge to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. If that be the case, then what about a Yachid Mumcha? We begin to understand that the Yachid Mumcha should be able to replace the 3 judges, because in Dini Mamonos we have Alochid Yachid Mumcha, and he could issue a verdict on his own. And if that applies to Dini Mamonos, then we should apply it ipso facto to Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Gemara says, Eima HaKinami. So how do you know that that's not true? How do you know? Again, in the Mishnah it seems that that's so, that you need 3 judges under all circumstances, but how did the Mishnah know it? Why not apply the same standards and rules that apply to Dini Mamonos in general, which means that a Yachid Mumcha could issue a ruling? Let's apply that to the case of Kiddush HaChodesh as well. So the Gemara says, Ein lecha mumcha l'rabim b'Yisrael Yosef b'Moshe Rabbeinu. The greatest mumcha you could ever talk about is Moshe Rabbeinu. Ka'omer le'akosh poch adika Aaron ba'adei ba'adoch t'chsiv ha'yom ha'shav Moshe v'el Aaron b'yotz Mitzrayim ha'chodesh z'elochem. So the Gemara says that since the Pasuk addresses both Moshe and Aaron, it says HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem in the plural, it means that one Yachid Mumcha is not enough. If one Yachid Mumcha was enough, then Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest Yachid Mumcha in all of history. Let him do the Kiddush HaChodesh on his own. Why does he need Aaron? Why does it say HaKodesh Zalachem? It should have said HaKodesh Zalacha Rosh Chodashim. Hare Mavur B'Gemar Dohada Kiddush HaKodesh Boi Shlosha Yalfina Le Mikro HaKodesh Zalachem. So we need a Pasuk Lachem that's written in the plural that addresses itself to both Moshe and Aaron Lafuki to exclude the possibility that Kiddush HaKodesh could be achieved by one Yachid Mumcha. V'Tzarech Iyud. Why Rashi says that Kiddush HaKodesh needs 3 from the Pasuk of Mishpat? How can there be a Havamina that one judge is enough? Then he writes, Gama ala Ramam Tikshi. Da bi arnu de Gama Ramam modela Rashi de Mikra de Mishpat. Ya de ina de tzark shlosha, velo bai kroy de chosh zelochem kak loma de tzark shlosha mi bezna gadol. It came Tikshi ech saka daitach. The Yachid Mumcha Kosher Kishiksiv Mishpat B'Kiddush HaChodesh. Just 1 second, what's he asking over here? So again, if we go according to Rashi that Kiddush HaChodesh requires Shlosha because of Mishpat, well then what was the Havamina that a Yachid Mumcha would be enough? Because the Gemara needs the Pasuk Lachem addressing itself to Moshe and Aaron to prove that a Yachid Mumcha would not be enough. Obviously, there was a Havamina that Yachid and Mumcha would be enough. According to Rashi, that we derive the Mishpat, we derive the requirement of a Bezdin of 3 judges from the Halacha of Mishpat. So you must have 3 judges. What was the Havamina here, if not for the Pasuk Lachem and the Drasha for Aaron, that one Yachid Mumcha would be enough? And now he's saying that even according to the Rambam, The Rambam also has the Kruah of Mishpat. Again, the Rambam needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lochem to jack it up from a regular classic Mishpat to the level of Shlosha Dayanim Bezna Gadol, but the Rambam doesn't deny that Kiddush HaKadosh is called Mishpat. And therefore, how could it be that one Yachid Mumcha is enough? Let's just summarize everything we've seen. We've seen Rashi and the Ramban against the Rambam. Rashi and the Ramban hold that you need three judges, Mumchim, for Kiddush HaKodesh. There's no requirement that these three judges be members of the High Court of Israel. The Rambam, on the other hand, stipulates that the three judges have to be members of the Bezna Gadol. Rashi and the Ramban hold that all you need is three Mumchim. Rashi learns that from Mishpat. The Ramban learns it from the fact that it says Lachem. If the Rambam would be correct, says the Ramban, then it should have said Lacha and not Lachem. And finally, we're stuck with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that has a halamina to say that a Yachid Mumchu would be enough to be Makadish Lecholesh. But we saw that according to everyone, there's no opinion that's Choleg, that you need a Bezdin of three judges. Let's take, for example, Rashi, who derives from Mishpat. And we want to assume that even the Rambam would derive from Mishpat. The Rambam needs the other Pasuk HaKodesh Elohim only to jack it up to the level of Bezna Gadol. Well, if there's Halacha Mishpat, what was the Halamina that one judge would be enough? We never found that Mishpat could be achieved through one judge. So basically, the bottom line is the following. Rabbi Osa, I hope you're following me here. That Mishpat, as the source for Bezna, for a Bezdin for Kiddush HaKodesh, is excluded. And Mishpat and Yachid Mumcha are mutually exclusive. You can't have both at the same time. If your source for Bezdin in Kiddush HaKodesh is Mishpat, then you need three judges. There's no way you could. So, but yet the Gemara has a Havmin of Rosh Hashanah that all you need is one judge, a Yachid Mumcha. So in order to answer this question, we're going to take a look at Tosvis in Rosh Hashanah here, Chaf Hei Amid Beis. It says in the Gemara that from the fact that it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lochem in the plural, Adi Ika Aaron Be'adach, it's not enough for Moshe, but we need Moshe plus Aaron. Tosfos says, V'ein Bezdin Shakul, you can't have two judges on a Bezdin, is there for Mosif and Aleim Oda Echa, we have to add one more judge. Then he says the following, V'suya Dehocha, Kamandi Omer B'Shmaita Kamaita, De Sanhedrin, Dvar Torah Chad Nami Kosher, D'chsiv B'Tzedek Tishpot, if somebody could look that up, I think it's Rabbi Avo, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, fine. So it says that Betzedek Tishpot, and the word Tishpot is written in singular. So therefore, as far as the Torah is concerned, Chad Nami Kosher. So you've got a decision handed down by one judge, and the Gemara validates that decision according to one Man D'Yomer, because the Torah says Tishpot in the singular. So Tosfos is Medayik Mida Itzrich Le Hacha Adi Ika Aaron Be'adach. Again, it says Chad Nami Kosher because of Mishpat, and yet it says Lachem Aaron Badoch. The Leman de Boy Midrais Shlosha Mumchim Ukadesh Lo Tinol Delos Bifne Lov and Lo Is a Shir Bishlosha Yotos Gabi Eidus Achodesh Ein La Hachshir Im Kein Lo Tzorech Kra. Now I'm not sure when Tosfos says Sugya Dehocha Kaman Yomar etc. Dar Torah Chadna Mikosh Tzib Betzedek Tishpot. What does he mean when he says Sugya Dehocha? Is he referring to the Havamina or to the Maskona? Meaning the Havamina was that Chad Nami Kosher. But the Maskona is that we need three dayanim. So Tosfos is saying sugi dehocha command the yom bishmaita kamaita chad nami kosher. Sounds like he's referring to the havamin. Oh, but the maskon is that we need a special pasuk, which is called lachem, to tell us that in Kiddush HaChodesh we need Aaron be'adach, meaning a yachid mumcha is not enough. To leman d'boy midaraisa shlosha mumchim. Why do I need the pasuk lachem to teach me that you need three judges and one judge will not suffice? And that I'm going to derive from lachem adi ikar and badach. Well, if you're going to tell me that on a deraisa level we need shlosha mumchim, so then there's no havamina that chad nami kosher. So again, Rabbosai, at the beginning of Sanhedrin, we have two opinions as to what makes up a bezdin for mishpat. One man the Yomer says that you must have shlosha mumchim, and if you'll ask me, so why don't we have shlosha mumchim in our judgment? The answer is because shlotinol delos b'fnei lovin. That was a special takana. But otherwise, we require shlosha mumchim. If we require shlosha mumchim, there was never a havamina that one would be sufficient. And Tosis apparently is working within the context of mishpat. So we stretch our arm out to the paradigm of mishpat, and we determine that you need shlosha mumchim. Again, on a deraisa level, before the takon. So one mumcha would certainly not suffice. So what was the havamina here in our Gemara that one mumcha would be sufficient for Kiddush HaChodesh, if not for the pasuk lachem, which addresses itself to both Moshe and Aaron? The answer is that our sugya here in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that raises the possibility that one yachin mumcha would be enough for Kiddush HaChodesh, reflects the shita in Sanhedrin, who holds Dvar Torah Nami Chad Kosher. That as far as Torah law is concerned, we derive from the single formulation of Betzedek Tishpod, that one judge is enough. Hence we have a Havamina that in Kiddush HaChodesh, which is also Mishpat, one judge would be enough. But the Maskonis HaGemara is that from Lachem, we derive that in Kiddush HaChodesh one judge is not enough, even though he's a Yachid Mumcha. We need three judges, each of whom is a Yachid Mumcha. Hence, there's no possibility of accomplishing Kiddush HaChodesh with one judge. But if you'll ask me what was the Halamina, then the answer is because Mishpat takes me back to the paradigmic case of Mishpat, where according to one man, the Yomer, Dvar Torah Chad Nami Kosher, deriving from Betzedek Tishpot. And we'll apply that same rule and that same yardstick to the case of Kiddush HaChodesh, because Kiddush HaChodesh is Mishpat. So therefore, Chad Nami Kosher. That makes sense according to that man, the Yomer. Hence, we justify the special Yalfusa to exclude a Yachid Mumche, because the Torah in the Pasuk HaChodesh Zalachem addresses itself not only to Moshe, but also to Aaron. But if we hold that on a deraisa level we must have shlosha mumchim, and the entire enterprise of yachid mumchim is only derabbanan because shlotin odels they love him, then there's no havamina that such a takonis chachom would apply to edus kiddush hachodesh. Because what's the shaykh between edus kiddush hachodesh and shlotin odels b'fnei lovin? And therefore, there's no havamina that less than three mumchim will do. And therefore Tosfos submits that there's no way of reconciling the sugya in Rosh Hashanah with that man the Omer who requires three mumchim, because there's no havamina that one mumchim would be enough. So why do I need this whole convoluted, complicated drasha that says lachem, and it must be that Moshe, that Hashem is addressing himself to both Moshe and Aaron? And that proves that Yochid Mumcha is not enough. I don't even have a Havim, you know, leg to stand on that a Yochid Mumcha would be enough. So let's go back to the page I gave you. And where do we get up to? The Vehine on the top left? We didn't do that yet, right? Okay, so let's read that now. And it says the following. Vehine, Tnan, it says over there that... Oh, we finished that paragraph?
Yeah,
oh. Okay, so we're up to Veneris. Thank you. I just forgot where we I didn't make a note of where we got up to. Venera. Tehine atosis sham, kosfu, the sugya the hocha, kemadiyam vishmaita kamaisa to Sanhedrin, tvar Torah chad nami kosher, the tzibitzerek tishpop. Vene itzrech le hocha, from the fact that there was such a habavita that compelled the Gemara to introduce the drasha of Lachem, Adi'ika, Aaron, Be'adach, to Laman, to Boim, and the Reis, the Shloshim Mumchim, there's no need for a apostle. Because again, the only reason we reduce it from Shloshim Mumchim to one is Kedei Shlotin Odelis, that has no implication or relevance to Kiddush HaChodesh. Hare, Kosvu, the sugya sagamora osi kemad yomet var torah chad nami kosher aval man the sri lady min tor boy gimel mumchim bevadai beinon gimel lekriyas torah kis I'm sorry kis hachodesh vinira da hayim mishum de siv mishpat bekidish hachodesh, meaning If you go with the Maniyama that Yochid Mumchu be enough, that's based on Bitzedek Tishpo to Sami Secha. If, on the other hand, you're holding that you need Gimel Mumchim, and one Mumchu is certainly not enough, then you're deriving that from Mishpat. And Mishpat requires Gimel Mumchim. Im Kain came to Kaimel and Dishnayim Shedonu Ein Dineim Din, we paskin like the Maniyama that we're not going to derive from Bitzedek Tishpot that one Dayan is enough. We need three Dayanim. Right, so we're going according to the Maniyama that requires three Dayanim, and there's no Havamina that a Yochid Mumcha would be sufficient for Kiddush HaChodesh, because even in the paradigmic case of Mishpat, you must have three Mumchim. Nothing less will do. Kekos v'shach, Yishochi shapikom Rashi the halacha beinon shlosha v'kiddush hachodesh mishum krad mishpat. Basically, what we're saying now is that we can justify Rashi's insistence that the source for shlosha in kiddush hachodesh is the word mishpat. Why? Because if you would go with the other option, and if you would assume that in a classic case of a Bezdin, all you need is Bitzedek Tishpot, is one judge, then why do we require three judges in the case of Kiddush HaChodesh? Obviously, there must be an alternative source for the Bezdin of Kiddush HaChodesh, alternative to Bitzedek Tishpot Sami Secha, because Bitzedek Tishpot Sami Secha would indicate that one judge is enough. But the answer is we're not deriving it from Bitzedek Tishpot Sami Secha. We're deriving it from Mishpat. And Mishpat means that it has to reflect your classic Bezdin, which is made up of three Dayan and Mumchim, and nothing less than three Dayan and Mumchim will do. So what's really interesting here is that the entire Sugi Rosh Hashanah is based on a Havamin of Yochid Mumcha Shedon Yechidi, but yet we reject that Mandiyama. We're going to hold that you need three Dayanim. We may accept a Kula Midrabana and Shalom Tildelis, and we'll accept the decision of one judge. But on a Doraisa level, we need three judges. And there is no Havamin that a Yochid Mumcha would be sufficient. And yet, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah based apparently on the drasha of B'tzedek Tishvah Es Yisecha, raised the possibility that Chadna Mikosher. If you hold that you need Gimel Mumchin Midoraisa, you don't derive it from B'tzedek Tishvah Es Yisecha, but let's derive it from Elohim times three, or let's derive it from the fact that the Torah considers it Mishpat, then it was never a Halamina that you would need a Yachid Mumch. Now, that a Yachid Mumch would be sufficient. Now, Rashi holds in Kiddush HaKodesh, the source for Kiddush HaKodesh in a Beis Din is the word Mishpat. According to that man, the Omar, who derives the requirement of three judges in general from Mishpat, then it's never a Halamina that a Yachid Mumch would be enough to be Mekadesh HaKodesh. And yet the Sugyan Rosh Hashanah raises that possibility. It must be that the Sugyan Rosh Hashanah is rejecting the drush of Mishpat, which according to Rashi is the source for a Beis Din in Kiddush HaKodesh. And the Gemara is going to derive the concept of Beis Din from B'tzedek Tishvah Es Yisecha, which breaks new ground and allows even for one judge to issue the decree, the decision, and that's called a Yachin Mumcha. So that, you follow what's going on here, the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah is taking one approach, but the truth is that approach is unacceptable, meaning Rashi derives the requirement of three Dayanim in Kiddush HaKodesh from the Pasuk Mishpat. And as Tosfos points out very well, if you're going to derive from Mishpat, there's never a Havamina that a Yachid Mumch would be sufficient. We need three judges that make up the Beis Din. So the entire Sugya Rosh Hashanah is oblivious to the drasha of Mishpat. And it's deriving the requirement of Gimel Mumchim from B'tzedek Tishpot Es HaMisecha, which teaches me that even one judge, Tishpot in the singular, could be enough, is Yachid Mumcha. The final conclusion that you need three and one Yachid Mumcha is not enough is because we derive it from the Pasuk HaKodesh Hazeh Lachem, which addresses not only Moshe but also Aaron. But if you hold it, the source for a Beis Din in Kiddush HaKodesh is the word Mishpat, as Rashi would have it, then there's absolutely no Havamina that a Yachid Mumcha would be able to be Makadish L'Chodesh, because that's not Mishpat. L'maskana, even according to the Man Yom, who says Dvar Torah Chad Nami Kosher, in the case of Kiddush HaKodesh, he admits that you need three Mumcha. Can't get away with one, because the Torah says Lachem, and Lachem addresses both Moshe and Aaron. But as far as the Bala Sugya, so to speak, the Havamina in the Gemara that a Yachid Mumcha would suffice for Kiddush HaKodesh, that's got to be based on the fact that in Beis Din itself you could have a Yachid Mumcha. And if that be the case, then you're not deriving it from this concept of a Beis Din of three, but rather you're deriving it from the special pasuk B'tzedek Tishpot Es HaMisecha, even a Yachid Mumcha. But although a Yachid Mumcha might be reliable and valid for Dini Mominis and so forth and so on, but when it comes to Kiddush HaKodesh, the Torah says HaKodesh is Elohim. According to Rashi, that the requirement of three judges in the case of Kiddush HaKodesh is derived from Mishpat. I don't need any other source to prove that you need three Mumchim. I can derive it from this pasuk itself, that the Torah calls it Mishpat. Why do I need Lachem? There's no need for Lachem. The only reason I need Lachem is because there's one man, the Omer, who derived from B'tzedek Tishpat Es HaMisecha, that in classical paradigmic Mishpat, all you need is one judge. A Yachid Mumcha is just the same as Gimel Edyotos. That's derived from B'tzedek Tishpot Es HaMisecha. If I want to apply the same yardstick to Kiddush HaKodesh, I'm going to invoke the drasha of HaKodesh to say Lachem. But if I hold like Rashi that the entire enterprise of Beis Din with regard to Kiddush HaChodesh is derived from Mishpat, then I never had a Hava Mina that would require me Lafuke, the drasha of Lachem. I don't need Lachem. Why? Because I already have Mishpat. And Mishpat tells me that I need three Dayanim Mumchem. And we're not darshaning the pasuk b'tzedek tishpot esamisecha in lashon yachid. Tishpot means even one die. Well, we'll stop here, even though there's a lot more to do. The next paragraph here, he quotes the Ramban and others. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll try to pick that up tomorrow.